SBC. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour, presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal and Mike Haggerty Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oaklawn, Illinois. My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me, as always, is twin brother Billy. Hello, Bill.
So what's up?
And the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Hi, Clay.
Hello.
I want to thank Paul Lobos on our last episode. That was a fun one.
Yeah.
Sure.
And we've entered into the sphere of another week.
Indeed.
Another week of the Hooli's Hooli world.
Another week of pain.
A lot of pain.
I got car problems.
You got car problems?
Yeah.
Yeah, they happen. I got tooth problems, car problems. These are everyday things.
Horrible.
What happened?
I have car problems as well.
My radiator's no good.
My brakes are going.
Yeah, me too.
What about your, we got molar problems?
Yeah, well, the problem is that now you start, your molars go bad, and then your car goes bad, and you can't even get in your car to go get your molar foot looked at.
And then, and then you know what? 6 months later, you're homeless.
That's right. It's the cycle of life. First the car, then my tooth, then my house.
Then my wife.
Then my shopping cart.
My shop that I own. A hardware store.
Well, we always said in the in the show Tapioca, it's just a series of bad breaks and misunderstandings.
Yeah, no, it's not. I mean, it's a series of broken car parts.
Bad breaks.
But we'll get it straightened out. $700, no big deal.
All right. Yeah. No big deal. $700 is a huge deal.
Yeah, no kidding.
Which reminds me, Lucky Day Lotto tonight, listeners, is $700,000. Shout out to the Illinois Lotto.
If you win it, call me. We'll work something out. Right.
Call me. I get my pump fixed.
Get my radiator fixed and I'll pay it back.
Sure.
I got to get my pump fixed, you know? Know what I mean, honey?
Careful. What's going on with you besides your teeth?
Nah, that's been on the brain. I just came from the softball diamond, Little League.
It is baseball season.
I was at a baseball game tonight myself.
Were you?
Little League, yeah.
It's nice. It's an Americana kind of thing to do, isn't it? To just be
it
at
really
the park.
It really is.
For long.
Do you bring food with you?
I'm going to have to start doing that because by the time we get home after these games, everybody's kind of crabby and tired and like, now we got to make dinner.
Can you show up with like a bag of Portillo's and just start, you know, eating cheese fries in front of everybody?
Nah.
See, in our community, if you're not the guy who brings it for everybody, then
you're a jerk.
Yeah, you're a jerk. You know, like, you know, everyone's like, what? The guy went to Portillo's and he didn't get us anything? You're like,
no. You think I'm getting Portillo's for 50 people? Are you nuts?
That's expensive.
It's like $600 worth of food.
Yeah.
That's what you say. You go, I got bicuspid problems. You think I'm going to bring Portillo's?
Take a bite
everybody
of your
here?
Hot dog and just chew and talk. You think I'm buying this for all you guys? You crazy? It's delicious.
Yeah, that's reality.
Shortstop, Anthony, let's go.
Or people could get angry at you, and you could be like, okay, fine, I'll get everybody next time, and the next time you come, you just get 1,000 White Castles. Me later, then.
Wait, so you're in River Forest. That's high-end.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the Ferrari of neighborhoods.
Right.
They don't have a concession stand?
No, they don't. No.
When we were little kids, they had concession stands, no?
Maybe, like, you know, yeah.
In Oak Park, they did.
Yeah, they did in Pony League, for sure.
Maybe not in River Forest.
Yeah, they want to get rid of, they got rid of the concession stand, and they want to start contracting maybe out to food trucks for the nights under, for the
do
games
that
are under the lights.
Get a hummus truck there.
Honey, pack everything up. We're moving. I'm investing in a hummus truck.
We got this. We're going to do some egg rolls and Coke.
If you show up on the corner of Lake and Keystone with egg rolls and Coke during a baseball game, you're not going to have enough room for all the money you're going to make.
Yeah, no.
I'm telling you, we have to. Now, some of our listeners, Clay, that come back at me and write me messages on Facebook, they're loving this egg roll and Coke idea. They're very into it.
You're getting positive feedback?
I'm getting a lot of good feedback on the egg roll.
What do we do? What do we do? What's that called? Like a test kitchen. We'll have to do like a test kitchen.
We're going to go down to 1871, Chicago's tech incubator. Hey, want to hear my tech idea? Egg rolls, Coca-Cola, box, bicycles.
Yeah.
Ready, set, go.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we named the Egg Roll and Coke Company. Ready, set, go.
I like it.
Ready, set, roll.
Ready, set, roll.
Ready, set, roll.
I like it.
All right. Ready, set, roll.
Well, let's get going.
Did you get that egg roll over at Ready, Set, Roll?
Right.
Yeah.
I got my daughter a job on one of them Ready, Set, Rolls this summer, you know?
So you were at the ballpark. You're at your daughter's game. Did they win?
They win. They are undefeated right now. They have a very good team.
What's that? It's 5-0?
They're 5-0.
Are they really?
Yes.
Wow.
That's exactly what
it
is.
I know that.
Even with all the rain makeups and everything, they're 5-0.
Yeah.
They're finally caught up to schedule. Beautiful night out tonight.
So we got my boys in two leagues.
Mm-hmm.
The prestigious Oriole Park Baseball League and then the Norwood Park League.
The prestigious Oriole Park Baseball League?
Very prestigious.
Okay.
So we didn't realize how much baseball we got on our hands.
Lots.
It's a lot.
Two different teams are on then.
We got two different teams. Both the boys are on one team together.
In two different leagues.
Right, and then Brody's on a different team in a different league.
Right. And do they have, like you said that you have your son's Little League hat on, but that looks like a fitted Los Angeles Dodgers hat.
I do have the Dodgers hat on. Yeah, they don't have fitted hats, no. They got the cheap ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I support the team, you know?
Well, anyway, you're right, Clay. Maybe, you know.
Maddox is on the Sox, so that's why I wore
that's
my Sox.
That's easy for you.
Yeah, my Sox hat.
What's Charlotte on? That's they have.
They don't have. Oh,
the name of the company.
I think it's like the Radiators or something like that.
The Radiators.
Yeah, because they were the company
is
a heating and cooling company that sponsored the team, so they're like, you know.
It's named after my dying radiator in my car.
We were at, which brings something up. Last week they had a night at the park where it was a sort of. Community night where all the teams and their parents come out and play, and it was like, you know, appreciation of the league.
They
night.
Play?
And there was a game going on under the lights, but they also had mascots and races and an ice cream truck out there and food and a tent and all that stuff.
That sounds great.
They did have the four sponsors or the four mascots of all the schools in the neighborhood, the elementary schools in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
There was a furry mascot, you know?
Okay.
So where we went to grammar school, there was a St. Luke Bearcat.
Really?
Yeah, and there's a guy in like a furry cat costume, you know?
Okay.
Wow, that didn't exist when we were in grammar school.
Right. No, it didn't. That wasn't in the budget. We didn't have, you know, mascot uniforms in the budget. Yeah. But I wasn't on
Did they fart each other?
There was some of that, you know, rubbing, like patting each other around. And the other mascot is a hawk, I believe. A bulldog.
Who
all right.
The Hawks?
Lincoln.
Oh, yeah, sure.
The
Who are the Bulldogs?
Roosevelt. All right.
All right.
That's the junior.
They were the Trojans.
And then Willard is they're the kindly wizards. Not just the wizards, the kindly wizards.
The kindly wizards.
That's not a thing.
I said, what is this? What is this? I said, a kindly wizard say what?
Should call them the rebels.
I'm from the South. We should call them the rebels. None of this kindly wizard Harry Potter mumbo jumbo.
That sounds like an amazing festival you were at.
Yeah.
But it just struck me that everything has to be so safe now that even the names of teams are now, not only are they the wizards, they're the kindly wizards. They never do a bad thing to anyone.
You should get on the board and you know, shock them next year. Have Skid Row perform.
Right. Sure. Guys, I think Kindly Wizards has to go. By the way, you like Skid Row? You like Sebastian Bach, a little Skid
Ladies
Row in your life?
Yeah, Skid Row.
You threw that out here because when I came up to the studio tonight, you just had on your YouTube, you were watching some Sebastian Bach clips.
I've been into Skid Row lately.
How do you explain? Does your wife ever say, what's your obsession with hair metal from the 90s?
I don't know. I like it. It's
do you make your wife listen to that in the car? You're like, listen to this.
I think it's because it's really loud. I like loud.
Yeah, you like angry stuff.
I like angry, loud music, yeah.
Well,
but not like death metal, you know? Like,
right.
You don't like people, the,
No, I like singing. Yeah, not the Bee Gees, Bill. You know, yeah, I like drums and stuff and loud guitars. And
okay.
I'm just a classic, scumbag.
Why are you a scumbag? Because you like Skid Row?
Yeah, kind
of. There was a guy out, speaking of scumbags, on my way over here tonight. Some guy in a car with a mustache who's driving like a Toyota, like a beat-up Toyota. Corolla. The windows down.
What was he blasting?
He had sports talk real loud.
Oh, come on.
And he's smoking. He's got he's one of those guys that smokes so much that his mustache is a little bit yellow on the end from smoking.
Yeah, how old are we talking?
Oh, man, mid-50s, early 60s.
Okay.
He loves it.
Maybe half drunk. But all of a sudden, I'm looking at him, and we kind of like look at each other and kind of give him the, you know, how you
doing. Black eyes?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, who's this guy? Oh, yeah, he saw me. How you doing? Okay.
Yeah.
And then the guy looks at me and just grabs like a bag of food, like wrappers.
Yeah.
And just throws them out the window of his car. Like,
Jack.
Like he was staring me down to see if I was going to do anything. Like
he was making sure you weren't a cop, basically.
I should have. But yeah, what would I? But it was so. I
should
like,
have threw a quarter.
Hey, Litterbug, pick that up. You know
what you should have
like,
done? You should have pulled up next to him at the following light and rolled down your window and threw some garbage out at him. Because I know it's probably in your car. You could have been like, eye for an eye.
You should have flicked
and then I got shot. That would be the story in the city of Chicago. That's how that starts.
You should have flicked your cigarette into his car.
That's an interesting way to start things, isn't it?
For him. Yeah. That's an interesting getting that out of your car when you got food wrappers all over the place. You creep. All
right.
You know what hopes prevents you from being a creep at a very young age?
Yes.
Oatmeal. McCann's Irish Oatmeal. If your mother gives it to you every morning, it'll prevent you daily. It'll prevent you from becoming a jerk, and you can go on to succeed and do some of the greatest things in the land and world. Not just the world, also the land.
Correct.
Yep.
Kindly.
The kindly lands. Be a kindly McCann's Irish Oatmeal person. Show is presented by it. More Hooli's Hooli after these messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero, or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself no. It's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooli sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooli Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150. And we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClurg Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooli Show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil's soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooli.
Yeah! Hello, River Forest Timo!
Yeah.
Welcome.
Welcome to Keystone Park!
Yeah!
Dude, tell you what. Wonder what old Sebastian Bach is up to this Labor Day, you know?
Labor Day? That's not till September.
Pardon me, Memorial Day.
He's probably in Canada. He's
getting my American holidays all mixed up.
He's the most well-known Canadian.
Sebastian Bach is Canadian?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I wonder if he's Irish.
He's a Canuck, right? Is that what you would call Canadians, a Canuck?
Yeah, sure, Bill. Yeah, they don't like that, Bill.
Alexi, no. What do they call Canadians?
I don't know. You know, I'm trying to get some sports in here, as always.
Yeah, good.
I don't know. I'll have to look up what Canuck is. And there's the Montreal Canadiens, and then there's, who are the Canucks?
They're up there somewhere.
Vancouver, the Vancouver Canucks.
Yeah, sure.
So do you have to be from Vancouver to be a Canuck?
No, that's worldwide.
Okay.
That's nationwide.
Worldwide Canuck?
I would be able to answer this question for our listeners if I had my laptop. I don't have
it. Yeah, you thought you got out of the car in a panic and started calling 7-Elevens. You thought you left it at a 7-Eleven.
Because
my question is, why are you bringing a laptop into 7-Eleven with you?
Yeah, what's that all about?
I don't know.
And then you just leave it on the counter and, you know,
I think I was
your playing hands all over the peanut M&M's. Like, eh.
No, I was playing Lucky Day.
Scratching.
Hey, by the way,
not scratching.
I apologize to any Canadians out there. It says that a Canadian sometimes derogatory in U.S. use.
Yeah,
so
you
us
just
calling
alienated our entire.
I'm sorry, Sebastian.
Yeah, he's coming after you.
Yeah,
he's gonna kick you.
There's also things called Canuck whales.
Yeah, those are dangerous.
Yeah, so, but that's I think what the Vancouver Canucks are. It's about the whales.
Thanks, Bill.
And ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bill has read from the internet. It's been quite some time since we had this segment, but Billy is back as our research director on the show. Thank you, Bill, for the correction.
The origins of the word are uncertain. That's what it says.
The origins of the word Canuck?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The term was first recorded in 1835. As an Americanism originally referring to Dutch Canadians or French Canadians. By the 1850s, the spellings with a C became predominant. Today, English Canadians and others use Canuck as a term as for any Canadian.
We got to edit the Canadian National Anthem over Bill reading that.
That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Maybe someday. A couple of years from now.
Why don't you figure out how to do that?
Dipping through the archives.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, if you want to find archived episodes of this program, you can find them at hibernianradio.org.
Yeah, as long as you didn't leave your computer at 7-Eleven.
Good, thank you, Clay, bringing it back.
Where is it?
I could do the find my laptop on my phone. The problem is this. My wife, I'm calling her, but I left the house. I know that I packed the computer in the bag and put it on my couch, like, ready to go.
Yeah.
And then something frazzled me, you know, like I was changed jackets or something before, and I'm wearing a jacket and it's 70 degrees. That's how you know you're starting to go a little bit nuts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
So the jacket that you didn't need distracted you from the computer that you did need.
Correct.
Interesting.
And then I walked out to the car and I went to 7-Eleven to get Lucky Day in before 9.
Yes. How'd that work out for you?
And I got a Red Bull.
Did you win?
At Red Bull. At Lucky Day, 7-Eleven. How many tags? How many hashtags can I rack up this show? At Canuck, at Sebastian Bach, at Little League.
It's always at. It's not hashtag, right?
On this show, it's at.
Yeah. We had that last week.
In Chicago, when we're talking social, we talk at you.
Uh-huh.
Okay? At.
At Sebastian Bach.
Anyway, I got frazzled when I got here. I was like, where's my computer? It's not next to me. It's not in the car. I'm like, did I bring that into 7-Eleven? And the last thing I remember when I was walking into 7-Eleven was like two pimply-faced kids in like a Toyota Highlander.
Getting nachos?
No, like sitting, they were eating taquitos. Those like the roll things, you know?
Right.
And like giggling and staring at me while I was playing Lotto.
They're probably on mushrooms.
They probably have a better show than ours, you know? They're like, look at this poor sap playing Lotto.
Yeah.
Look at that sweet laptop. I bet he left the door of his car open.
Oh.
That's the panic that I'm in right now. That's what I'm worried about.
So you just need confirmation.
And meanwhile, I'm calling my wife, and she's got
no answer.
No answer. Like 7 calls. She has her headphones in.
She's listening to Skid Row's first album.
No, she's watching like Scandal on like the Kindle or something.
Yeah,
you know,
they like that.
Hey, emergency, emergency. Meanwhile, Grey's Anatomy plays.
Yeah, you know? Drama.
That'd eat you alive.
At Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
At drama.
At drama.
Yeah.
Good.
So you're freaking out.
I'm a little bit on edge, you know.
That's all right.
But when Bill speaks from the internet,
it calms you.
It's very calming.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks, man. If anything I can do to help you change your mindset on things, I'm here for you.
Dr. Bill.
Dr. Fiel Bill.
We have a guest tonight. He's coming back to us. This might be his third or fourth appearance.
We should do something special for him. Might be like his fifth appearance.
How many times have you been here?
Let's ask him.
He's an all-timer at this point.
It's like over 10 now.
I don't know.
He's a Chicago comedian.
He's a member of the five-timers club.
I'm in there, right?
Yeah, you're a five-timer at this point. We spoke to him about him last episode. It's our good pal, comedian Patrick Chase. Hello, Pat.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Hi, Pat.
Thanks for having me.
I wanted to do an even sexier, you know, kind of open there, but...
Right. You should get a golden...
Well, you don't have your laptop, so...
That's right. I can't get sexy without
my
laptop.
Sorry, I had to bring it up because I got to get in on this.
Yeah.
We should get in like a...
7-Eleven, huh? They got Wi-Fi in there or what?
I don't know why part of me thinks that maybe I had it on at 7-Eleven. I don't remember.
You took it off because you didn't want to carry it when you looked at your ticket.
I think, no, exactly. Or when I went to like open the door to where the Red Bulls are, you know,
yeah.
I put my bag down and went, let me see where the Red Bulls are.
Make sure I'm getting the one with sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you try calling the 7-Eleven or?
No, because I what luck would I have there? Did I leave my laptop? No! Click, you know.
Well, like, at least you can rule it out.
Yeah, I mean, they'd have camera footage.
Right,
like, I know it's here. You're lying to me, sir.
Wow, look at Bill.
Yeah
walk in there with three Cook County sheriffs.
Why don't we just send Bill in there?
Actually, you're wearing a Chicago Police T-shirt. Why don't you just walk back in there with it and go, where is it?
Detective Hooley, where is it?
Sebastian Bach here.
Start kicking over candy.
I'm looking for a kid's laptop. Not a kid, a 40-year-old man with a missing bicuspid.
Just walk through the aisles and just, you know, shove all the candy off with one hand. Where is it?
Yeah. That's pretty nuts.
What are you talking about, sir? Who are you?
I'd be like that guy in the train station in Ghost, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What's that guy say in Ghost? What's he say?
Oh, he's a great... He's in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
I killed you!
Yeah, something like that.
He's in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, too.
He is. I remember he's a great character actor.
Like, too much Sanka, right? Or he was always asking for Sanka? I can't remember.
I don't know. Pat, how are things? The reason we spoke of you last episode was we were trying to pump up your last appearance at the Improv in Schaumburg. You're going to be featuring for Ari Spears of Mad TV fame.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you got clipped at the last minute.
Yeah, I got bumped again.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened. It's showbiz, man.
And then you were like, you went on Facebook and you're like, sorry, everybody.
Yeah.
Ari Spears is bringing his own guy.
Yeah.
So... I'm out, so if you bought tickets, enjoy Ari Spears, and I should be back at the Improv shortly.
Yeah, so, and I am, so that's good. They rebooked me for the end of the month here, March 31st through June 2nd.
May.
March, sorry.
You're going back to the future.
I know, right? No, May 31st through June 2nd with Chris Porter. Who, if you don't know him, check him out on Netflix.
He'll be the headliner.
Yeah, he's headlining, and I watched his Netflix, and he is hilarious.
Good. So you have not met Chris at all?
No, so I can't wait. I watched it, and I can't wait to work with him. He seems like a cool guy, so yeah, get tickets to that.
Fun.
get ready to laugh.
Yeah.
Pat Chase at the Improv in Schaumburg.
Then he's going to bring his own guy again.
Is he?
Yeah,
is that something that you're worried about now?
No, I don't care.
So are you and Ari Spears on cold terms?
That's what I was wondering.
Well, so here's what happened. So I get bumped like 2 days before, and then they're like, well, if you want, you can MC. But I'm like, no, that's all right. And then the MC texts me, and he's like, I went into work, and he didn't want an MC, so I got bumped too. And I was like, wow, this guy is just whack-a-mole. Just bam, bam, bam.
Yep, it's coming right out. Don't need anybody, just me.
Right?
Like, sure.
You should let him know that Mad TV hasn't been on in about 15
hey,
years.
Hey, man, you know what? To each his own, I'm not trash-talking here. It's,
he was a prodigy comedian.
I'll trash-talk him for you.
I did not know this about Ari Spears before this fiasco, right? I was like, I knew that he had always been a stand-up. What was he known for on Mad TV? He did like a Shaq impression, right?
He did a killer Eddie Murphy, too.
Did he do an Eddie Murphy?
Yes, really good.
And then I went back and looked him up. That guy's been doing stand-up since he was like 16 years old. He was on Showtime at the Apollo when he was like 17.
Yeah, he's...
Right.
And he's known Martin Lawrence and guys like that forever.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why he's, you know, he's bitter at this point. He's like, you know, I'm bringing my own guy. I don't care. I'm not here to make friends with anybody.
Right.
Just want to pick up my check and
get
go.
Get in, get out, make him laugh, get your check, and move on to the next town.
He's Steve Harvey.
Right.
He's turning into Steve.
Hey, I heard he just got his show canceled.
Oh, I'm sure he's so devastated.
Kelly Clarkson took his spot.
Bill, weren't we saying that Clarkson was big at some point on the show?
She said that last week, didn't
Clarkson
we?
Clarkson is big time.
Huge comeback.
Monster.
Jay should take Steve Harvey's slot. He was Harvey bitter about it, too, because they didn't tell him.
Harvey out, Clarkson in.
They didn't tell him? He found out, but they put a note on his car?
Yeah, they didn't tell him.
They put a note on a napkin. One of those
they just wrote Kelly Clarkson on a piece of note paper and put it under his windshield.
They put it in one of the pockets of those ridiculous suits he wears.
He's still got the feud, though.
Yeah, they got. Yeah, he's got.
No, no, he's got a ton of. That guy's a madman.
Harvey is a zillionaire.
He's a mogul.
He's got his own suits. Steve, doesn't he? Where do you get those suits?
He does. At K&G.
No, yeah, that's a good call. At K&G, at Steve Harvey suits.
We should all get Steve Harvey suits for the next show.
We should.
That'd be great.
We should get Steve Harvey suits.
Go eat at Sizzler in Thailand.
Yes. We're going to tell Steve Harvey that. We're a radio show. We'd like to promote the show. We would like to wear three of your suits while we go eat at the
Will
Sizzler.
Will you fly
in
us to Thailand?
Will you fly us to.
What about if the uniform for.
Steve, weird question.
Ready, set, roll's uniform, Steve Harvey suits.
Ready, set, roll.
Bill, I love it.
You're right, Bill.
Red and white.
Ready, set.
Red and white pinstripe.
Well, ready, set, roll's uniform are made by Steve Harvey suits.
Eight button Steve Harvey suit.
Yeah.
with the tie that's like
it's an egg roll.
Yeah. Oh, I was gonna say Crab Rangoon, you know, like that thick, the big knot.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, with the big knot.
It's covered in batter.
Sweet sour on that Rangoon tie.
It's essentially a bow tie dipped in batter.
No, the name of the suit's called the Sweet Deep and Sour Fried Model.
No, but you have like the red pinstripe, so it matches the Coke logo.
One guy's got the red pinstripe. The other guy's got the.
What do you want? You the other guy. This is a one guy operation.
Let me go with the compound three piece.
Bro, ready, set, rolls. You mean the guy on the bike?
No, guys at the stand. I'm not paying two guys to be at one stand. One guy can dish out egg rolls and cokes. It's not that hard.
If there's 100 people asking for rolls and cokes, and you're
here
just
you go.
Working
next,
one fryer,
next,
yes, it is worth.
Cash in the drawer. Next, thank you. $5. Thank you.
See, Clay, that's where we differ on ready, set, roll. It's got to be a rolling business. The guy, he has to be on a bicycle, you know?
One
what
guy?
About the push cart?
Okay, that works too.
Yeah, we can do that.
Guy in a Steve Harvey suit with a push cart, ready, set,
oh,
roll.
Man.
That's
let's just put proof. It in we'll just put it in a truck. Let's do the truck thing.
Okay.
That's an extra permit, I think.
I can handle an extra permit.
I don't know,
with
man.
With all the money we're going to be making, we'll all be wearing, you know, Rolexes.
We'll all be wearing permits.
We'll all be wearing
eggs.
Wearing suits made out of permits.
That's what you say at your angel investment meeting. Guys, with all the money we're going to be making, we're all going to be wearing Rolexes, you know?
No, wait. We're all going to be wearing egg roll colored Rolexes.
Yeah.
I said, like, brown.
I'm champagne-ish brown.
Face. What color is that Rolex? It's egg roll.
Pat, I wanted to ask you a
Rolex
question.
Egg roll.
30 grand.
Shoot, my man.
Paul Obis was on here last week, and he was talking about, we said, have you ever seen any, like, crazy stuff on stage where, you know, where any, like, you know, anything wild?
He mentioned
said,
you.
He mentioned you and said that you did a bit at the Sunday Funnies where you hit yourself with the microphone and you started bleeding.
Oh, yeah.
What the heck happened?
It was a bit that I do where I get whipped by my dad, right, as a kid.
Right.
And it's like...
That's kindly.
By the Nintendo... No, the Nintendo Duck Hunt gun.
I know well.
Yeah. Right, so like he...
With
he
the goes, gun end or the
no,
plug
the
end?
No, the cord. Like, he goes to pull it out of my hand, but the cord, like, gets pulled out of the unit real fast and, like, whaps me in the face.
Yep,
and I do this move where I, like, hit myself with the microphone cord, but the microphone actually nailed me in the head.
Oh.
And I felt it, and it made a huge thud, and it got, like, a huge laugh. So I was like, all right. And then I did that, and I was like, oh, man. And I saw some blood on my hand. But luckily, it was like my closer, so I was able to exit. But yeah,
you
I busted
stitches?
My. No, it was like a, you know, the microphone's got standard like the microphone wiry wound. So it's just kind of like a...
The mesh grate?
Yeah, just kind of meshed me.
Yeah.
I got meshed in the forehead.
Yeah, so you meshed up. Is that a true story? Were you addicted to Duck Hunt?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was when it first came out, man, the NES. And
your dad just heard that clicking of that
trigger.
Time for
bed. I'm like, one more round. And he's like, no. And he went to pull it and it just came out.
Yeah.
I started screaming. Oh, yeah. And then he didn't know what to do. He's like, shut up, man. I didn't mean that.
Yeah. You've since entered the workforce again. I see you posting some of this stuff on Facebook. You are a financial professional, Pat.
No, I am not a
comedian.
First of all, I'm not professional by any means. But no, I work for a financial company, but I do just like small business insurance brokerage. So, I mean, it's a fun job. I like it. I'm new to it. So,
you know, you should do. Show up tomorrow in a Steve Harvey suit.
I mean, I'm thinking that business would be booming if I had like a Steve Harvey.
Like a banana yellow.
We're talking gangbusters here.
Banana yellow.
Egg roll, freaking tight.
You wouldn't be the first guy who's done that shtick. You ever see those guys with those car dealerships that are just wearing
Some gaudy, just loud suits?
I worked at the Cook County Assessor's Office. I've seen some of the greatest suits known to man.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
A little overdressed for that building, but...
Which comes back to the uniform that comedians adopt oftentimes. Pat is wearing a cap tonight with a button up shirt, kind of a.
I like that you're describing his wardrobe.
A little fashion on the show.
You know, we want
to get my little driver cap.
My driver cap.
It's got sideburns that go to about upper lobe.
Yeah.
Yes. Nice and trimmed.
Some upper lobe.
Only reason I'm wearing the cap is because I was having a kind of a bad hair day. Because it's first nice day. It's humid.
And we've talked about the hair on this curling show before, too.
Yeah.
We have talked about Pat's hair before. It's got good hair.
It's a good man.
Yeah.
Got Elvis hair.
It's about the only thing I got going for me, guys. It's my hair. Everything else is just downhill.
How do you like the new gig, though? Because it's a sales role.
It's fun, man. Yeah, it's a sales role, so it's commission only, so it's a rough ride, because I don't really have bankroll to be, like...
Roughing it like that?
Right, so something's got to give here.
Sure. Do you tell your potential clients that you're like, oh, I'm also a stand-up comedian?
Yeah, not yet, but...
Do you worry that they're not going to take you seriously once they see
I'm
your
just
act?
Trying to get...
Yeah, that's a fine line.
Get them in the door and get them to know me, and then yes, at some point, if they're cool, I'll be like, hey, by the way, I'll be at the Improv this weekend. Here's some free tickets.
Okay.
Do you like insurance? Do you also like to laugh?
Yeah.
Well, guess what?
Honey, our guy, this jokester guy, he wants us to invest with him. I don't know what to do.
Well, since you put it that way, maybe I'll just keep my mouth shut.
Oh, come on. No, I've worried about that too. That, you know, we play the personas on this show and have a lot of fun. That people will never take me seriously ever again.
It's nice that people can't see us because they don't know what we look like.
Or they're like, you know, I'm Canadian and I don't appreciate you calling us Canucks.
Yeah, that too.
Right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now we got Sebastian Bach on our
And then deal. Now you're getting like whatever they're. Movement is up there protesting the show. It's like the Me Too movement for Canucks.
Anti-American radio.
Right, something. Movement.
Yeah. Anti-American public access radio movement.
The brakes. The brakes. The brakes. Gotta get a break. God, well, all the Canuck talk really came to the...
Yeah, leave them alone.
I'm not
sorry. The weather has also, you know, been amazing around here. So,
oh, man.
You know, you gotta get back into that groove of...
All that cold weather is because of Canada. You know what? So we can badmouth them a little bit.
Yeah. Well, take your vortex shove it up your
keep
whatever.
It up there.
Well, your Canuck.
I'm happy about this warm weather. I think I'm looking for some big changes.
Billy's looking for blooming flowers.
So Billy's wearing the white Chuck Taylors with no socks, a pair of navy blue shorts.
Are you there talking wardrobe preferences?
With a long
I can wear shorts again,
jacket.
That's for sure.
Do you need candy outside now?
Candy outside, shorts, sun weather, tans.
Tans.
I'm getting all hopped up for this sun weather.
Ice cold Sunny Coca-Colas, weather. You know, the whole deal.
Yeah.
Summertime in the city, you know.
Playboy bunnies.
Whatever.
Playboy bunnies, sure, throw that in there.
Yeah.
Summertime in the city, Playboy bunnies, oh.
I'm excited for this sun weather, you know?
No, but it, you, I mean,
sun weather.
All this heat.
The weather
sounds like an ancient, like,
no,
Aztec.
You know what, though? It does.
Sun weather.
This kind of weather does.
Is that
bring,
what the
like,
ancient Aztecs said?
This is sun weather.
This be sun weather.
It's been a rough winter. And a
yeah,
rough,
it was. It was.
Well, just a long,
spring.
Lingering of crap weather.
30 below is pretty rough.
Yeah, chilly
then,
and rainy.
But
like,
then all of a sudden, what was it? Like, the, was it the day before? No, was it the day
no,
before Easter?
April 27?
We had like a ton of snow.
That
like,
was
three
my
weeks
birthday,
ago.
Man. Yeah,
sounds
yeah.
like Billy's
my birthday.
Billy's got a beef with the weather.
I'm just glad to kiss it goodbye.
It
like,
ruined my
finally
birthday.
Finally, get some warm
you
weather.
You and Tommy and Skilling both.
I'm sure it was
oh,
a
Skilling
very, very
loves this stuff, man.
Skilling
the
probably,
news loves when they're like, oh, don't put the boots away yet. There could be another chance of snow. And it's like everyone wants to kill each other.
yeah. Skilling's probably doing cannonballs in a bikini.
Yeah,
out in his backyard.
It's like they bait you back into it.
Pat, are there any, like, do you ever do any outdoor gigs, like, in the summer as a stand-up? Like,
yeah,
the,
I've done a few. I hate them.
Yeah, I was going to ask, like, what's that like?
It sucks.
People talking?
It's yeah, there's so many distractions outside. Yeah. You got planes, you got cars, you got... You know,
motorcycles,
a walk and roll guy, or what was it called?
yeah,
Boggs,
the egg roll and coke guy yeah. going by, ringing
Boggs,
his,
absolutely
ringing
Boggs, yeah.
ready set roll guy,
yeah, yeah. walking by, like okay, yeah. right
where
during my punchline, someone's
you,
getting an egg roll.
Where have you done these kind of
ding,
sets?
Ding, 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 egg roll guys here.
Like realistically, are you doing them in like someone's backyard?
I did a
like...
backyard show. I did a fundraiser where it was an outdoor event.
Okay.
And that was just awful. It yeah. was just, and even if the jokes are good, like you can't hear laughter.
Right.
You know, they're like into someone's lawn and you're like 20 feet away and it's just not.
Do you like find yourself talking to like the caterers? Like,
I basically just pick a table. Like, all right, I'll just focus on you guys.
And yeah.
yeah. You guys can whatever, you know, and that's about it. And
you
usually
get
free
around.
Food. So I'm just like,
okay.
Usually got food on my shirt.
Do you get to pick? We were talking about Sebastian Bach and Skid Row at the top of the show.
Yeah, I'm totally coming out to that.
I was just going to ask that. Do you get to pick out your own music
yeah,
at the improv?
I do. And it's funny. Last time, which I'll post a clip on my website. Last time I headlined there, I came out to Chuck Mangione.
Okay.
Which is, if you Google him. It's like a 70s. He's like he plays a French horn.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, all right. I know what song you're talking about now.
So I came out to
it. Feels so good?
Yes. Thank you.
We might have to bump that when we get back.
Oh, man. If you do, your listeners will be very happy.
Their ears.
They will. You know what will make them even happier, Pat?
Heaven to your ears.
If they stop over to Barney Callahan's Irish Pub at 106 18 Southwestern this weekend for a pint.
Oh, yeah.
And say hello to Marion Bernard. It's the perfect Southside Irish bar. And tell them that the Hoolies sent you. And then get in a car and go see Pat Chase the following week.
Absolutely.
Do it.
At the Improv. You got a favorite bar in Chicago? While we're on the topic here.
I mean, yeah, I have favorites.
Yeah.
I have plenty of favorites. I would say my favorite one is the Ogden on Ogden.
Right.
Between Palina and Monroe.
That's your spot?
Yeah, I live there. Yeah. I live right above it.
Oh, that yeah. So you're there a lot.
Yeah, it's my... but you know what? Speaking of bars,
mm-hmm.
I just picked up a side gig.
Okay.
Working for Geeks Who Drink. All right, it's
what?
Like a bar trivia night. So bar okay. trivia. So I'll be like the quiz master.
Wow,
you're like the MC.
Yeah. So
you're Trebek.
So I'm thinking it's gonna be fun. All this stuff, which it is. You get yeah. like a little bar tab. It could be like $30.
Yes.
Sure.
And it's like I don't know, $25 or $50.
A gig.
A gig or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. And
how long is it? Like an hour.
2 hours. They say about 2.5 to 3 with setup. And take down.
Okay.
But you keep all the equipment there, so you don't have to worry about that, like the PA and
at the bar.
That. Yeah.
And you're just dedicated to the same joint all the time?
Yeah, but I could go move around and pick up other, like, gigs. Like,
okay.
people need substitute.
Oh, all right.
Make it, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So so I'm like, this is going to be fun, you know?
What is
but
the name
I got
of this
a great,
it's an interesting company.
The Geeks Who Drink.
Geeks Who Drink.
But you got to, like, grade between the rounds. You got to, like, tally up the
yeah.
score. So if
yeah.
there's a ton of teams, like... I can't be drinking. I'm going to be having a focus.
Right.
You get assassinated by a bunch of Big
right.
Bang
I don't
want to
get jumped by some geeks, right?
Right.
Careful, I can say that, right?
Do they?
No, yeah.
You can say geek,
right.
sure.
I mean,
Who knows nowadays? I don't want to be shaming nerds.
No, don't be shaming nerds. Nerds.
Are they allowed as team members to work together, or is it like individually?
Yeah, they can work together as a team. Okay. It's like up to 7 members.
Okay.
And if I catch you cheating, you get one warning.
You get a shot glass.
And then I take your phone. Till the end of the year.
Till
the end of the year.
Yeah.
There's probably strict rules on the phone usage.
I don't care. I mean, I just figure if you're going to play trivia, I mean, why?
So you've done it already?
Yeah. No, I had to go shadow a guy, and they're going to – I have to do some training, but it's going to be fun. I have a feeling it's
gonna... You know any of the questions yet?
No, that you, like, log in. They give you the questions that day.
I want some trivia.
Which I thought I had to write the questions. I'm like, thank God, because I don't know. Right? It would be like 4 of them.
Who comes up with the questions?
They're like, did we have this one already? Like, yeah, no, it was a little different.
No, this is legit. This is like the SATs.
Right, yeah. So they send me I just announce the stuff and joke around a little bit. I think it'd be a fun way to kind of interact with folks and get some material.
Absolutely.
You know?
Meet some smart chicks.
Yes. Some smart nerdy girls.
Like what's some nerdlingers. Like Mike just made a good point. What's the availability for bribing? Like if this geek slides you a C note on the side and says, "Make sure that we win."
I mean, there's a price for everything, I guess.
Pat can be bought. Everyone,
hey,
to hear
listen.
That.
Once you Google,
you'll
it.
Be indicted.
Side action going on at this stuff where a guy's like, I got $10,000 on this team. Here's a C note.
Quizmaster Pat Chase indicted on all
charges. Yeah, right. I'm like, feds come in, seize my laptop.
Seize all your note cards.
Yeah.
All your flashcards. Who shadowed this man?
Pat, if you ever make it huge and famous, you tell like Happy Madison, whoever's going to produce a movie with Pat Chase. That you want to be the quiz master.
Oh, you know, actually, Clay, what were we talking about?
I can't remember.
Earlier.
A lot of stuff.
With the hitter box thing.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
The documentary on who invented certain paraphernalia.
Drug paraphernalia?
Yeah.
The hitter box?
Yeah.
That would probably do very well. There'd be a lot of people that are interested to know the origins.
Or make a movie out of it.
Like a mockumentary.
Oh, okay.
But with facts, but also like embellish it. Kind of like how Drunk History does that.
Got it.
Like Spinal Tap.
Just or not even like that, but yeah, some like the inventor of the bong or something.
Can we make
like,
the Spinal Tap?
Get the history behind it.
So you have Drunk History and now you have Stoned History.
Well, it's all going to be legal.
You know what? We were also discussing, like I was watching, I think it was a Sox game and there was beer commercials, right?
Mm-hmm. So that's what it was. Yeah.
Weed is legalized. Will there be now weed commercials?
Yeah,
I would imagine so.
Or is it going to be treated?
Kush, yo.
Pat says it'll be
two for $9.99 or whatever.
Pat says it'll be like tobacco where you won't see it.
Yeah, I don't think. They won't need to advertise.
It's more like that.
You know, I heard tonight that tobacco, obviously it goes to 21 in the state of Illinois.
Doesn't affect you.
DuPage County all going on. I think everywhere statewide, it's going up $1 again in cigarettes.
What are you at now, 20? 20 a pack?
Wow.
The city of Chicago will be close to like around, I mean, I think some people are like $14. They'll be up to like 15 something. And even some places will probably be close to like $19.
I remember once I went to Niagara Falls.
To the Canadians again.
Yes.
Jeez.
Back
lay
to
off
Canada.
The Canadians, guys. Come on.
And I was with my dad and a friend of mine. And my dad bought a pack of cigarettes in Canada.
They're very expensive.
And they were $8. And I was like shocked. I was like, that's unbelievable. Like,
yeah.
I never thought I'd see the day. And now you're talking 15 in freaking Chicago.
It's so when you're asking about, like, will they be doing advertising campaigns? I don't know. I mean, like, the cigarette companies do obviously a lot of the print advertisings, but they're not all over TV.
Mail you coupons.
They might be banned,
even if you don't.
They don't do print either, I don't think. No Camel Joes out
no,
there.
They gotta make, no, they just send you coupons, and that's their advertising.
They just send you Marlboro Miles gear.
So right. will the
send you a Marlboro
marijuana
kayak.
The canteen, yeah.
Yeah, what kind of swag does the marijuana company give out, like, in accordance to the way that cigarette companies used to give
I'm
out?
Oh, I'm sure
they have miles.
Right, marijuana miles.
Oh, there we go. I like
hey,
that.
Hey, bro, I got a graphics kayak.
A graphics kayak.
All my miles.
Was graphics just the? Because people always talk about bongs. Yeah, you had a graphics bong.
Graphics was a bong company.
So, yeah.
Oh,
with
I
the
always
Joker.
Yeah. Okay. It made bongs.
Graphics was the name of the company that made the bongs?
That's correct. Yeah.
Got a graphics bomb.
But it was like
I thought it was a kind. I thought.
I think it was pretty.
I didn't know it was a brand. I thought it was just.
It was a brand. It was
like
a brand.
Like a style.
Right.
No, it was a brand.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody's got to make them, you know.
I'm investing.
So yeah, then
graphics has gone public today on the Nasdaq.
Trump imposes tariffs on all graphics bongs coming in from China.
Tariffs on
all 6-footers coming in from China. Get 25% tariff.
At graphic bongs.
Yeah.
At graphics bongs.
Graphics with an X.
They're still in business, mm-hmm. I think.
Spell graphics.
Cypress Hill probably kept them in business.
Get the graphics bongs.
Get the graphic bong.
Get the graphic bong.
Pat, maybe that's your first trivia question. Who invented the graphics bong?
Yeah, name the members of Cypress Hill. That should be the first one.
Ooh. They just got their Hollywood star.
Hill did?
Yeah.
They were huge.
They were huge.
Yeah, I remember listening to them with Kevin Spring in his bedroom.
Yeah, like two or 3 weeks ago, they got the star. George Lopez was there.
George Lopez was there to welcome Cypress Hill?
I guess so, yeah.
That makes perfect
Latino,
sense.
I don't know.
The Latino aspect.
Apparently, sure. Yeah.
Okay. They probably hate George Lopez.
Who?
Cypress Hill.
Why would they hate George Lopez?
Who would hate George Lopez? Such a nice man.
He's great.
Yeah. Let's not start anything. Let's not start anything.
We love
George Lopez.
We've talked about this before, I believe, on the show. But
Bill thought the words were Howard.
The Duck could Howard kill a man.
Howard just killed a man.
Howard was a mean guy.
He was very violent.
What?
Howard.
Yeah.
Google it.
Pat Chase has been our guest this hour. We're going to take
a
commercial break.
Five-timer club.
You are in the five-timer club.
We got to get you a gold sport coat.
I like that. All right. Let's do Steve Harvey sport coat.
With the five-ball pool ball on the back.
What
color is the five-ball?
It's like yellow.
Yellow, right? Is the five-ball yellow?
Let's research that.
It's the stripe, though.
After these messages, we'll let you know if the five-ball is yellow or not.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero, or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000. 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children. If you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy & Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted, Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Don't you know I'm loco?
Yeah, there it is, Cypress Hill. The old Irish Cypress Hill. Welcome, boys, to the Hollywood Walk of Fame. George Lopez will be indoctrinating you into it.
Welcome to Hollywood.
Listen to that.
Oh, wow. God love the Irish
Cypress Hill,
community.
At Cypress Hill, at Graphics Bombs.
At Graphics,
at Irish, at the Irish American community.
At Hollywood.
At Pat Chase at the Improv in Schaumburg.
At Schaumburg.
Boom. Throwing up hashtags, y'all. Boom.
That's what the world's come to.
It is. Throwing up hashtags.
Throwing up hashtags.
Right.
Like, out of your mouth.
Officer,
like hash.
I'm sorry, I'm so sick. I've been throwing up hashtags all morning. You know what I mean?
Hash browns? No, hashtags.
Pardon my breath. I've been throwing up hashtags.
Yeah, get out of the car.
Oh, before the break, we have to come back. The five pool ball. We thought it was a yellow one, but in fact it is orange.
Right.
Orange.
The Mandarin ball.
And it's a salad, right?
Solid
it's a
orange.
Solid.
Right. So we're getting you we're going to go green, like master style sport coat with all a right. Solid orange pool ball on the back, and it's going to say champ on the front.
I like that. All right.
Champ, sure.
Champ. I'm down. That could be my new thing. Hashtag champ.
Right.
At champ.
You wouldn't be
at
the,
champ.
You wouldn't be the first stand-up who tried that stuff.
I know.
Champion Pat Chase.
I wonder who the first comedian who tried that is.
World champion
Actually,
Pat Chase.
Champ Chase is a good name. But Champ Chase is also kind of an adult film actor.
Hey,
name.
Champ Chase.
Right?
You
know?
I caught Jimmy with all these Champ Chase videos again. What's the world coming to?
Christian father.
Judah Friedlander. Thank you, Mike.
Sure. Yeah, oh, yeah, the world champion.
World
yeah.
champion Judah Friedlander. Thank you.
Champ Chase here. Yeah.
Producer Good Mike call. Always coming
Mike,
through.
Mike, man, you are on the ball today.
Detective Champ
what
Chase.
What would we do without him? Here's what I wanted to Pat,
yeah, go ahead.
While we were outside, we were discussing, you're a member of BNI.
Yes.
And I was also a former member, and you apparently are in the same BNI group yes. that I had once left. BNI, for our listeners, especially when I post this out on LinkedIn, at LinkedIn,
yeah, nice. Man,
stands for Business Networking Invitational, and it's kind of like
Sounds
Alcoholics
dirty.
Anonymous for, it's got that feel to
okay,
it.
Okay, it is not like alcohol.
it's not at all, but it's
not at all.
It's like... It's like Shark Tank and inside.
No, it's a business network. It's like
it's a bunch of guys talking about
like entrepreneurs and like people who work independently. You know,
I'm developing an
small
app.
Businesses. Yeah. So it's like we help each other. Like
develop
we got a banker who
me.
Can get loans for my
right.
realtor
it's,
guy. You know,
they're like small little chambers of commerce nooks where guys can network with each other and give
yes,
each other business.
Nothing
referrals.
Like Alcoholics Anonymous for the listeners.
Wow,
sure.
It's a very safe environment, but. The first time you go to those, Pat, you have to sort of become indoctrinated and bare your soul and give a pitch.
Yeah, they have to. You have to do your 60-second like elevator pitch. What you do?
Right.
Why you? You know who you?
My
like,
name is Champ
are.
Chase. Right. I make videos for the public.
Financial wants. Fooled you, didn't I, with the name? Right.
You know, actually, there is a girl in my group who makes custom like sport coats and suits. So maybe, maybe we can network your design with the
with my guy in Hong Kong with the eight ball patches and
network you guys and make something happen.
We're always coming up with the wackiest and most innovative ideas on the, on the planet here. We've got an egg roll business. We have an eight ball sport coat business we've launched.
A new hashtag.
Brother Bill has a candy company, a toy company. We've produced a couple of musicals, one about the Winklevoss twins.
We have restaurants, Trough.
Right, we have a restaurant called Trough in Hollywood where people eat out of troughs. We have a Hooters franchise called Buns for men. Yeah. We have quite a few of these ideas floating. Oh, we also have a water company. It's just tap water. We sell it on the corners of highways all over the world.
That and our film and TV production,
right? The Bitsky Boys,
yeah, and Doug the White House Alien.
Doug the White House Alien is a show. Pat, you've been indoctrinated in. You're a five timer now on the program.
I am so happy.
I think
you're Kobe. You're the Kobe of this show.
The Kobe.
He won five championships.
Oh, Kobe Bryant. I was like, who's Kobe?
Who's Kobe?
Jeez, man. He hasn't been out of the league that long. Come on.
Kobe. That's Kobe. Oh, yes, the ball player.
This is the guy at...
Silly me.
This is the guy at 7-Eleven saying on your computer right now.
Oh, jeez.
Looking up Kobe. Who's Kobe?
Oh, yeah. He's got my computer. There's a bunch of Kobe bits on there.
You got Kobe screensaver, don't you?
I caught my son looking at the computer and all them Kobe bits again. You had a Champ Chase video and a Kobe bit. On the laptop.
Kobe bits sound like bits of steak.
I'm going to get that tattoo.
Kobe bits do
like
sound
Kobe like... steak? Yeah.
Right.
Kobe
here at Sizzler, the all-new Kobe bits.
Deep-fried bits of steak.
Deep-fried steak. Ooh.
They got that already.
Yeah.
They got deep-fried steak
already?
It's
country fried.
Yeah, they got that all over everywhere.
At every Bennigan's.
South of the
not Bennigan's,
Dixon line.
What is the Bob Evans, right? The Longhorn. Breakfast place?
You ever been to a Longhorn?
Oh, man.
I haven't.
Me neither.
You ever been to a Longhorn?
You guys want
to
go to a
Longhorn? It just sounds just
pretty
tough.
Good.
Yeah, it sounds like a heart attack.
Yeah, can't wait.
All right. Well, we are nearing the end of
our
program.
Yeah, we are.
I do want to remind everybody that if you want to, Pat, you like boxing?
Oh, dude, I love boxing.
Well,
what do we got?
If you're thinking about learning how to fight... or get into shape, you should go see our friend Mike
I
Joyce.
I love learning how to fight.
At the Celtic Boxing Club out in the Beverly Mount Greenwood Park neighborhood.
Yeah.
Or you should go see our friends Mike and Dawn Courtney at the Twisted Shamrock Irish Pub this weekend. Perfect midway bar.
All right.
Yeah,
nice.
Do it.
Great spot. Shout out to them. Oh, I thought I would give a shout out to my friend Ryan Abramovic. He sent me a text today.
Sure.
I'm enjoying the episodes. First time I've delved in. And I'm like 20 deep all of a sudden.
We love you.
Shout out to you, Ryan. Hope you're well. Pat, remind our audience again the dates that you'll be playing the improv out in Schaumburg with your headliner. Who's the headliner again?
Chris Porter, and it'll be May 31st to June 2nd. Improv.com for tickets. One quick plug. I am going to be running a show in Uptown starting June 11th at Carol's. Country Western
Bar.
Oh,
nice.
Are you really?
Yes. Starting, it'll be a monthly showcase.
That place is awesome.
Me and Mikey O are going to be teaming up, so I'll be hosting it every third Tuesday of every month starting June 11th. So Carol's Pub in Uptown.
What do you guys have a name for that showcase yet?
It's called Uptown Stand Up, hosted by yours truly, Champ
Chase. Yeah! Champ Chase.
Yeah, there we go.
Love it.
Hey, on a really sad note, I wanted to express my condolences to the a lot of my friends that worked with me at Duffy's Tavern over the past 10 years. Our owner, Mary White, who I've spoke about on this show numerous times, was battling cancer, and unfortunately she lost her life on Mother's Day. So my condolences to the whole White family.
Yes.
Great people. Such a sad loss to all the people in the Forest Park community, Westchester, all those who knew her. So if you got time this weekend, say a prayer for my friend Mary, please. Hopefully she's dancing with the angels.
She is. She was an angel. She was great people, man.
Mm-hmm.
Really salt of the earth and really helped me out in a lot of stuff.
Helped me out a ton in life. I have a huge debt of gratitude towards her.
All right. Well, if you like this show, you can find archived episodes if you go to, you got to subscribe and go to iTunes and search for the Hoolies Hoolie Radio.
What a hassle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of a hassle, but do it. Because I'm coming at you. Or you can go and find archives at HibernianRadio.org.
That's where you go.
That's where when people want to go down.
You can get lost in there, you know.
Yeah.
Listen to a lot of the episodes. Yeah, you can go there.
Like you're in Sebastian's hair.
Sebastian
Bach.
Bach. Yes. Pat, thank you again for doing the show.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Five timer, we love you.
Love it, Pat. Thanks, buddy.
You can see Pat at the Improv. What's the dates one more time?
May 31st through June 2nd, improv.com. Schaumburg. For tickets. Schaumburg, Illinois. Shout out to them.
The one, the only.
Bye.